Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're looking at the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be considering Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Perfected at the throne. Go back to verse 1 of Revelation chapter 4. Now let's just kind of bring this all in context here. Chapter 4, verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass, like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and back. And in back, the first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they did not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." Now, we must review this scene repeatedly in order to take in its magnificence. A throne of judgment with Christ the Judge upon it. A full rainbow expressing God's complete faithfulness. The rewarded church sitting and seated around the throne. The awesome warning sounds of impending judgment. The Holy Spirit there with the church. The church transferred to heaven. There's more of this scene to consider. It says there's a sea and there's four living creatures. And they have two images that are not easily interpreted. A sea of glass. Well, there's no sea in heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea." Does the sea before the throne depict calm and peace? It is the distance between John and the throne. Maybe an object standing before the throne. 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 23. It says, "And he made the sea of cast bronze, 10 cubits from one brim to the other. It was completely round. Its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference. Below its brim were ornamental buds encircling it all around, 10 to a cubit, all the way around the sea. The ornamental buds were cast in 2 rows when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen. 3 looking toward the north, 3 looking toward the west, 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. The sea was set upon them, and all their back parts pointed inward." The laver of cleansing. It was used in both the tabernacle and in the temple. And here in verse 6, the sea is described as crystal. no longer liquid. It's in a fixed state. And why? Well, because the cleansing is now complete. We are perfectly cleansed by Christ's blood. Instead of washing in the water, we eternally stand on it. Now we confess before entering God's presence. Then we need no more cleansing. The reality of the perfection in Christ. Philippians 3:12. Paul says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So there's that sea. There's the other image is the four living creatures. John is clearly seeing the same image as Ezekiel. And there's three perspectives on their interpretation. What do these creatures represent? Divine attributes of God? Fourfold gospel presentation of Jesus Christ? Are they angels assigned to glorify God? Well, consider each of these views for a moment. The divine attributes of God, His omnipotence, almighty, His omnipresence, full of eyes around, His omniscience, full of eyes within, and His eternal nature, who was and is to come, full of eyes in front and in back. Why this interpretation? Well, notice where they are. They're in the midst of the throne. Well, let's think about the other one, the fourfold gospel of Jesus Christ. A lion, picturing the kingship of Matthew. A calf, the sacrificial servant of Mark. A man, the humanity of Luke. And the flying eagle, the divinity of God. What about angels? Well, Isaiah. Six wings like the seraphim. Ezekiel 10, full of eyes and God's appearance like the cherubim. What do I see? Well, these four living creatures symbolize the eternal attributes of the Lord God Almighty and the person of the incarnate Son of God. What the four living creatures are may be somewhat obscure, but what they do is not. It says they do not rest day or night. Doing what? Well, praising God continuously. Adrian Rogers calls them God's cheerleaders, with Jesus Christ the object of worship. You have a great day.